This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 126 for Monday, October 31st. ICE canola futures are pushing higher on Monday as Russia pulling out of the export agreement with Ukraine dominates the grain market. With the final settlement still pending, the January canola contract gained $16.40 at $880.50 per ton, and the March contract at $16 at $885.40 per ton. Russia stated on Sunday that it's pulling out of the multilateral agreement that permits Ukraine to export grain out of its war-torn ports in the Black Sea. The move came after Russia accused Ukraine of launching drone strikes on its Black Sea fleet based in Sevastopol. The agreement was set to expire on November 19th, with talks plans to extend it. With the spike in wheat prices, there's spillover being felt in vegetable oils. There are gains in the Chicago soy complex, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Weakening demand for crude oil is generating declines in global prices, putting pressure on veg oils. Above normal temperatures are forecast today and tomorrow on the prairies with little precipitation. However, that is expected to change come Wednesday. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 73.3 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 73.45. In the United States, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is calling for rain over most of the wheat-growing areas of the U.S. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issued an export inspections report, and for the week ending October 27th, corn inspections are nearly 422,300 tons, down 10.6% from the previous week. Soybean inspections tally more than 2.57 million tons, 11.8% less than last week. Wheat inspections bump up 2.8% at about 137,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday. The January contract tacks on 19 cents at 14.19.5 per bushel. December soy oil adds more than 1.4 cents at 73.21 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up $2.70 at $428.10 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Monday as the December contract advances 11 cents at 691.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with its December contract jumping 22.5 cents at 389. The U.S. wheat complex is surging, with Chicago December climbing 53 cents at 882. Kansas City December gains 54 cents at 979. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December rises 29 cents at 974. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday, October 31st. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.